Okay, lastly but not leastly in this batch of tutorials, we're going to talk about MIDI editing. We've covered audio editing at some length. Now we're going to talk about how to correct your MIDI performance. Now, there are a number of ways in MIDI, as I'm sure you've heard a lot of criticisms saying this, that you can make terrible players sound good. That isn't to say that you shouldn't try and give the best performance you possibly can. The better a performer you are, the more time you're going to save in the editing stage. That said, if your performance captured the essence of what you wanted to do, but you don't think you could play any better, or you just don't have the time or inclination to go back and do it again, there are a lot of tools to help you correct things after the fact. Because we're dealing with MIDI data here, not actually audio, transposing things up and down scales, for example, is done in a far more transparent way. That is to say, there's no artifacts, as there can be when you adjust the pitch but not the tempo, or the tempo but not the pitch of an audio item. So, we control double tap insert, we insert a virtual instrument on the track, our track is already armed, we press record, we record our MIDI item. The first thing you're going to want to do is highlight that MIDI item. And you're going to want to press Ctrl-Alt-E, which will open the MIDI editor. Now, if you press Applications key and go to the Options menu, you're going to find an option which allows MIDI notes to extend the length of an item. That's a useful thing to do, particularly if you go the other MIDI recording route, which is step recording. So you can record in the way that I've just outlined. Or, I believe this is in the options menu of the MIDI editor as well, so applications key. If you enable use all MIDI inputs for step recording, what you can do is insert an empty MIDI item, shift plus insert, or go to the insert menu and find the new MIDI item option. And the new MIDI item will be of a default length, or you can designate its length by time selection, much as you would in the same way as when you create a normal empty item. You create a time selection, left bracket, left square bracket, right square bracket, to designate the boundaries of the item. Then you press Ctrl-Alt-E, and then, once you've enabled all inputs for step recording, you set the grid to what you want the notes you're going to play to be, and you just play them. One by one. Doesn't matter how long the note you play on the keyboard is, it will only allow it to be the grid division you specify. Which means every time your piece calls for a different grid division, a different note length, you are going to need to change your grid division appropriately. Now, while the length of note that you play doesn't matter, you'll get the length of note dictated by the grid regardless. The velocity, the dynamics you play with, does matter. So this is why it's important to check the option in the options menu of the MIDI editor that allows you to extend the length of a MIDI item by adding more notes, because if you decide that you want your really fast, complex run that you're recording in 64th notes beyond the bounds of the MIDI item, it won't let you do it unless you have this option checked. So you've recorded your MIDI data, however you choose to do it. But let's say you play a bum note while you're step recording, or let's say something else goes wrong. You can navigate by note by doing cursor left and cursor right. They'll take you back and forward one note respectively. Or indeed, if you're playing chords, back and forth one chord. If your notes are played sufficiently well together, then as you navigate through your notes, you will hear them play. And if there's a chord present, played with sufficient precision, you will hear the chord. And you can navigate the notes in that chord by using the up and down cursor keys. Now you can select groups of notes by doing shift left and shift right. And you can select non-contiguous notes by using the non-contiguous selection mode, so shift space. And then shift cursor right or shift cursor left, depending on in which direction you want to select. And you press shift space to select the notes that you want. Now, having done this, you can see the note properties by pressing Control F2. and you'll see things like note position, note length, etc., note velocity, and you can edit them very precisely, much in the same way as you precisely edit an item's attributes from the dialog box invoked by pressing Shift F2. But if you want to kind of be a bit more ad hoc in your correction, if you don't want to be tabbing through a dialog to get to the edit boxes you want in the note properties dialog, there are a number of keys that can help you. If you enable shortcut help in the MIDI editor, it's going to look somewhat different to how it looks in the track control panel, because you can use different keyboard key maps in certain different views with Reaper. So there's the track control panel, or the arrange view as it's sometimes called, in which V, for example, will reverse a take in a selected item. If we press V in the MIDI editor, however, we see that it increases the note's velocity by one step. So it increases it by 0.1, and there are 128 possible note velocity values. Shift V will minus note velocity by one, reduce it by one. Alt V will add 10 to a note's velocity. Alt Shift V will minus 10 from a note's velocity, so make it quieter. And in this way, you can control the dynamic range of your performance. N will move a note up one semitone. Alt N will move it up one octave. Shift N will move it down a semitone. Alt Shift N will move it down an octave. Alt P will move your notes right one pixel. And that, how much that is, depends on your zoom ratio, which is controlled by turning your numlock on and pressing plus or minus on the numpad. Now, the zoom ratio and the grid ratio are not the same in the MIDI editor as they are in the track control panel in the main view, unless you tell them to be so. Use the same grid division in MIDI editor view and arrange view. I recommend you do that, because then if you set your grid divisions in the arrange view, they will carry over to the MIDI editor. I was tripped up by that the other day when I set the grid divisions, went to the editor, expected a certain behavior and didn't get it. And that option is in the options menu of the MIDI editor. Now, there is a way also to sync the zoom of the track control panel to the zoom of the MIDI editor, but I'm not sure how to do it. So just bear in mind, the zoom that you set in the arrange view isn't going to be the same as the zoom selected in the MIDI editor. So it's numpad plus and numpad minus to zoom that in and out. Alt P and Alt Shift P move notes left and right one pixel. P and Shift P move notes right and left one grid unit, respectively. So this is a really easy way and a comfortable way to rearrange your piece. You can also quantize. Now, Control-Shift-Q quantizes note positions to grid. So you set your grid division, you press Control-Shift-Q, quantize, done. Or you can press Q and a quantize dialog will come up. It's fairly self-explanatory. If the combo box is set to grid, then it will follow the grid. And you can decide whether note ends quantized, whether it will let notes move left and right to be quantized, etc. If you press OK, the quantize will happen, but it can be undone. If you press commit, that is more permanent. And make sure that the bypass checkbox is unchecked, because you can bypass quantize from within that dialog if you want there to be an effect. There is also a humanized dialog accessed by pressing H, which allows you to balance your quantization a little bit, allows you to breathe a bit of life back into your performance, having corrected it so that it's all sitting appropriately on your grid divisions. And so just to emphasize this point, setting your grid right before you quantize is really important. If you're playing sixteenth notes and you set to half notes, it's going to quantize everything to the nearest half note, and you're going to get chords where actually you wanted a rapid rhythm. And that's really it. that's how to do a lot of very complex, very powerful MIDI editing from the MIDI editor and so on and so forth. That's really all you need to know to get a lot done. And I've already got a lot done with just that little bit of knowledge. So enjoy that. And that concludes MIDI editing.